Communism is not the only evil. Stand up for purity. Stand up for family life.
It could be Carol Wojtyła, but it's not. It's American actor John Voight. The 6-year-old star is Pope John Paul II in the latest film documenting his life. Directed by the Canadian John Harrison Kent, the story begins in persecuted Poland of the late 1930s and ends here at the Vatican in the spring of 2005 when, after prolonged suffering, Pope John Paul II died. It attempts the impossible to squeeze into just 2 hours of film a lifetime that was witness to and catalyst of some of the greatest moments in 20th century history. The cast and crew were drawn from across the globe and feature names of prestige such as Christopher Lee in the role of Cardinal Stefan Wyszyński. The physical similarity between the Polish legend and actor John Voight is minimal, but on screen as an ageing pontiff, Voight's ability to evoke John Paul II in the fall of his voice or in a wavering smile is hypnotising. According to the Oscar-winning actor, in the process of becoming Carol Wojtyła, he was led to consider more than just the man.
The opportunity to interpret brought me to many insights. I was always learning as I was doing the piece, as I was going from one scene to the next. I was always learning about him. How this person became who we saw on television and who created the events that we admired in many cases or were struck by. His abilities politically, you know, his understanding of how to deal with people, his tremendous faith, his moral positions. How did they come to be? Where was that energy from? If you look at my work, you have to say that if I have one gift that distinguishes my work, it may be that I play suffering souls very well. So maybe that was a reason why I might have been right for the part. On the other hand, I perhaps did identify greatly with John Paul II's love of people.
Speaking to Vatican Radio's Luca Pellegrini, Voight revealed that his journey to the roots of Pope John Paul's pontificate brought him to Poland and to a meeting with Archbishop Stanisław Dziwicz, Pope John Paul's former secretary, currently Archbishop of Krakow.
Would you like to meet him? Yes, I would like to meet him. Okay? So we go up to meet Father Stanisław, and there standing in the middle of the room is Father Stanisław. Now, he's got the robes of whatever is a bishop, and, you know, right? Now, he's there. Immediately when I saw him, I felt, I know this guy. I don't know what it was. It was something immediate. Yes. And then he says to me, you know, he's humble, a humble man, Father Stanisław. You can see his humility too. He says, I said to him, it must make you feel very good to see what you and John Paul have accomplished for your country, for the people, for the country. And he was very quiet about it because he knows there are other dilemmas that he's facing today. That, as we say in the script, communism is not the only evil. There are other evils, you know? Many others. Materialism, you know, perversities of different kinds, selfishness, greed, all of this. And he's fighting all these things. But then he said to me, he says, I'm just the little one. John Paul was the big one.
The process of making the film, Voight said, was physically arduous. He spent many hours in makeup each day, transforming himself into a man 20 years his senior, crippled with ailments and pressed with great responsibilities. But the process, Voight said, also led him to serious introspection. In a way, he confided, this film made him reconsider his faith, and it became his own personal prayer.
My prayers for the young people. Moral living is a true journey to freedom and to joy. I believe that. And that's what he was saying. I feel it's not supposed to be just for the Christians, just for us. It's for all people. And the river of truth is not to be held only by some. It's for all. And that's why he was so great. He moved people from every part of the world.